The learned trial judge has insisted on hearing Edward Green's case at this assizes. Remember, the case has been traversed on three occasions. Mr. Pestina could not hear it because of his relationship with Mr. Green, and neither can I hear it because I, in fact, represented Mr. Green at the beginning of this matter. I was there with him during the process of investigation by the police, and I applied for bail on his behalf on one occasion. So I am really unable to do it. We are in the process, and I must thank my permanent secretary, Mrs. Bellot, who is very active in helping me to identify somebody from the region who will do it. And we are on the verge of doing that. So his matter will be coming up, hopefully, during these assizes. As you know, he has been in custody for about 5 years, and that is a long term, all of us will agree. Secondly, I've been handed the case of the Gunn Emanuel's case involving the attempted fire in his house. And the first thing that I intend to advise, well, I've also visited the police chief. You know, during my courtesy call when I took up the position, I visited the AG, the permanent secretary, the police chief, the judge, and the registrar, as well as the chief magistrate. And during my conversation with the chief, and I also hinted it to the AG after I'd read the file, that I would be wanting Seko to come back to us to assist the police. What's his name? Call him Seko. So we would like to put him on notice, Earl Grant, that unless he comes willingly to the country before the end of the month, I will be seeking the assistance of the Attorney General to have him extradited to Dominica. I'd like him to know that. I mean, if he has nothing to hide, nothing to fear, he can come and talk to the police. This afternoon, I'm going to talk to the investigating officer, and we hope that we'll make some progress on that case before my stint here is over.